When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to your Ohio State football headlines for the week of Tuesday, November 17th. From Buckeye Talk and Cleveland.com, I, of course, am Doug LeMaurice, your friendly host. We do it 5 days a week. Let's see. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then postgame on Saturday. That's how we do Buckeye Talk. That's how we do Ohio State coverage. And then on Tuesdays, we bring in these five headlines from Ohio State football. So if you want to be invested, get subscribed to Buckeye Talk, read Cleveland.com/OSU and subscribe to the text 614-350-3315. For now, here's what's going on with Ohio State football. The number 3 Ohio State Buckeyes will host number 9 Indiana on Saturday at noon in Ohio Stadium. That's the plan. 15 college football games canceled or postponed last weekend because of coronavirus concerns. At the moment, this one's still on. Ohio State did not play last week. Their game at Maryland was canceled and will not be made up because there were positive COVID-19 tests within the Maryland program. So Ohio State, extra time to prepare, and now they get this top 10 matchup against the Indiana Hoosiers, who moved to 4-0 on the season by shutting out Michigan State last week 24-0. This is a battle for first place in the Big Ten East. It's not what people thought before the year, but right now, this is where it stands. 4-0 Indiana, 3-0 Ohio State, meeting Saturday at noon. Make sure you are listening to Buckeye Talk and reading Cleveland.com/OSU for all your coverage leading into this game. The Ohio State Buckeyes, number 3 in the college football rankings as we head into this week of play. This is Doug LeMaurice from Cleveland.com. Ohio State 3rd in both the coaches' poll and the AP poll. Alabama is the overwhelming number 1. Notre Dame is number 2, Ohio State number 3. The Buckeyes have 2 first-place votes in the coaches' poll, 1 first-place vote in the AP poll. But of course, those polls don't matter. The only rankings that do matter start in a week. On Tuesday, November 24th, we will get the first college football playoff rankings from the College Football Playoff Committee, the group that will actually choose the 4 teams at the end of the season to make the college football playoff. They will chime in with their rankings Tuesday, November 24th. So rankings are fun. Rankings are necessary. You need them for history. You need them for context. But the ones that really matter are coming soon. To read all about the Buckeyes, and hey, we have an AP voter at Cleveland.com. It's Nathan Baird. Read his vote every weekend and make sure you're checking Cleveland.com/OSU. Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields did miss out on a chance to impress Heisman voters when Ohio State's game against Maryland was canceled last week. But with 3 games under his belt this season, Fields still one of the leading contenders to win the trophy for the best player in college football through 3 games this season. Fields is averaging 303 passing yards per game. That ranks 13th in the country. He has the highest passer rating in the country, and he has that because he is completing 86.7% of his passes. He has thrown 11 touchdowns. He has not yet been intercepted on the year in 3 games. 72 of 83 for 908 yards. So Justin Fields will have the chance to impress voters again when the Buckeyes face Indiana on Saturday. Certainly an odd Heisman race this year. Players with so many different numbers of games that they have played so far. For instance, Zach Wilson from BYU, another quarterback putting up huge numbers. He's played 8 games this year. Justin Fields has played 3. Mac Jones from Alabama, he's played 6 games this year. Trevor Lawrence from Clemson, he's played 6 games. So those guys a lot greater opportunity to put up stats, to put up wins, but Justin Fields probably still going to be in this Heisman race until the very end. To follow that race, make sure you are reading Cleveland.com/OSU and listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. What exactly are the Indiana Hoosiers up against when they face the Ohio State Buckeyes on Saturday? This is Doug LeMaurice from Cleveland.com. Indiana has lost 25 straight games to the Ohio State Buckeyes. That is dating back to 1991. Indiana tied Ohio State 27-27 in 1990, but the last win for the Hoosiers in this series was 1988, 41-7, a down year for the Buckeyes for sure. Indiana took advantage of it. Actually, Indiana won consecutive years against Ohio State in 1987 and 1988. Otherwise, a long drought here. Going back before then, the Hoosiers hadn't beaten Ohio State since 1951. So since 1952, Indiana has two wins against Ohio State. That's what's on the line. Already for Indiana, a historic season, beating Penn State, beating Michigan, teams they have not had much success against, but this would be a new level for the Indiana Hoosiers. Three touchdown underdogs, 4-0 in the Big Ten, ranked in the top 10, heading to Ohio State with 25 consecutive losses against the Buckeyes. To prepare for this game, make sure you listen to Buckeye Talk from Cleveland.com and read Cleveland.com/OSU. A matchup of four very accomplished wide receivers heading into this game as Ohio State and Indiana face off in a top 10 matchup on Saturday in Ohio Stadium. This is Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. Ohio State's Garrett Wilson, currently leading the Big Ten at 114.7 receiving yards per game. Indiana's Ty Freifogel, third in the Big Ten, 106 receiving yards per game. Ohio State's Chris Olave, sixth in the Big Ten, 96 receiving yards per game. And then Wap Fillier from Indiana, he's 11th in the Big Ten, 71.8 yards per game. So both of these offenses feature multiple weapons. Both offenses feature quarterbacks in Indiana's Michael Penix and Ohio State's Justin Fields, who know how to use these receivers. So this will be a high-flying game, potentially. It's Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave versus Ty Freifogel and Wap Fillier on Saturday at noon in Ohio Stadium. For all your coverage needs, make sure you're reading Cleveland.com/OSU and listening to Buckeye Talk. I'm Doug LaMaurice.